This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
My topic today is really to build on what Jean talked about in terms of parental engagement. But just before I come on to that, I should probably talk about the survey that has been published today that David referred to in his speech. I didn't hear it on the Today programme either. I was fighting and just about winning a battle with my two-year-old daughter to get her to wear a jumper and coat before leaving the house this morning. So I'll try and catch that on the internet later. But in essence, the headlines of the survey, I think it's quite an important piece of work that Daycare Trust and Four Children have done. It's the first piece of work that looks in detail at what's happening on the ground. And the findings, you know, are quite alarming. We surveyed in total 917 children's centres, which is about just over 25% of the total. And the findings suggest over the next 12 months, 7% will close or are expected to close. And if that is representative of children's centres as a whole, that works out as about 250 children's centres. And we estimate that that will affect 60,000 families. 2,000 children's centres will provide a reduced service. 3,100 will have a decreased budget. And staff at 28% of centres, so that's about 1,000 centres, again, if that is true of all of the centres, have been issued with at-risk of redundancy notices. So, as I say, the picture is quite alarming. On the one hand, we have government and ministers rightly focusing on the importance of early intervention. We've had the reviews by Graham Allen, we've had the reviews by Frank Field, and we've had very positive comments from Prime Minister downwards. And then on the other hand, you have what's happening on the ground. Now, you know, we've said more about this today, which has been covered in the press. Obviously, the removal of the ring fence means that I think all of us, from government, from the department to the sector downwards, have a lobbying role to play with local authorities and influencing job to play, similar to the one that David alluded to around the time of the comprehensive spending review, and you know, making the arguments that we're all aware of in this room about the vital importance of children's centres, especially in disadvantaged areas. And, you know, I don't want to kind of leave this survey on a kind of gloomy note. There are local authorities which are prioritising funding for Sure Start Children's Centres. We've talked about that in the survey as well. For example, Hertfordshire County Council has recently announced its commitment to keeping all 82 of its children's centres open. So there's a lot of work for us to do if this survey is any guide. I'm aware that time is moving on, so I'll leave that there for now, and I'll move on to the presentation. Okay, so why does engagement with parents and community matter? I mean, we've heard about it in relation to Ofsted, but it's obviously very important in its own right as well, and it's something that we believe very strongly at Daycare Trust that all settings should be doing. Anyway, if we want to provide the best possible opportunities for children, it makes sense for settings to have the best understanding of the child, and parents obviously know their children best. In relation to home learning, if learning can continue at home, where children obviously spend most of their time, it enhances what happens in the setting. We would also argue that supporting the family in a wider way, for example, to access training or jobs, is something that settings should also be doing. It happens in children's centres, but it shouldn't just be exclusively their remit. We think that all providers can support this. And we also think there's an important sustainability angle here as well. You'll be very aware that most parents choose a nursery through word of mouth, so a good reputation in the community and with parents will help to recruit new families. And as we know, parental engagement is being increasingly recognised in the policy agenda. There's this Graham Allen quote that I've pulled out here. A workforce development framework could establish training and salary structures which recognise the challenge and importance of early years staff, and especially staff engaging with multi-problem families. Training and parent engagement would also be appropriate. So I think it's fair to say that parental engagement is here to stay. It's considered a priority by the government as it seeks to raise attainment and tackle disadvantage. There's more evidence of this as well in the Frank Field Review of Poverty and Life Chances. Again, pulled out a couple of quotes here. Ofsted should continue to report on schools and childcare settings' engagement with parents, a particularly key area for which settings should consistently be held to account. And children's centres should seek to include parents' representation on their governance and decision-making bodies. The other key piece of work, again, which David referred to earlier, is the Tickell Review, which is considering the scope of the EYFS going forward, and there's going to be a new system in place in September 2012. Department for Education sought parents' views as part of this. We worked with them to conduct a session with parents. Daycare Trust, in its submission to the EYFS, has recommended making it more parent-friendly. Our evidence suggests low awareness, and we're quite keen with the early indications here that about language. We do think that language is very important, and there does need to be a shared language that both parents and practitioners can use. Okay, so moving on to the areas of evaluation, I'll try and minimise a duplication with Jean as I go through. There are three categories that Ofsted evaluates when it comes to parent engagement: the quality of the setting communication with parents, the extent to which the setting takes account of parents' and children's views and how well they're involved in decision-making, and the extent to which the setting enables parents to support and make decisions about their children's learning, well-being and development. Okay, and then in terms of what inspectors will look for, they'll look for parents and children's views being sought and acted on, for parents being provided with good quality information, parents getting information about their children's achievements and progress, parents being encouraged to share what they know about their child, and parents given opportunities to be involved in supporting children's learning and development. Inspectors will take account of these activities and look for evidence that the setting is providing these opportunities. And to gain an outstanding, an inspector will want to see all of these things. So how are providers doing? Well, Jean touched on this. On parental engagement, 12% of providers outstanding, 51% judged as good, and 36% judged as satisfactory. And Jean pulled out the key finding, I think, that over one-third of providers are no better than satisfactory. And this is one of the two lowest areas of assessment together with self-evaluation. The Ofsted annual report found that the information provided wasn't sufficiently focused on children's individual learning and development. They tended to focus more on personal development and welfare rather than on learning. The communication was often informal and verbal, with no use of records or other communication tools. Parents didn't have access to information about child's assessment. Parents weren't consulted about the child's progress at home or able to contribute to the child's assessment, and parents' views weren't taken into account as part of the self-evaluation. And it's obviously worth reiterating the point that Jean made, that this is a two-way process, and often parents don't have the time to engage in such a process. Okay, so Ofsted finds that parental engagement is key to success. Overall, those providing outstanding early years education in childcare have a number of strengths in common, and the one that I've pulled out in bold there is key: strong partnerships with parents and other agencies. Okay, so what does outstanding engagement look like? There were some very helpful examples given in the report, which Jean touched on earlier: sharing of child's learning and development, parents given detailed information on the child, parents kept informed in a range of ways, such as diaries, emails, records, and staff giving parents ideas for activities and games. I'd like to touch here on childminders. And again, Jean touched on this. I think that while there is a gap in terms of the number of outstanding childminders in wealthy and deprived areas, I think it was helpful that Ofsted highlighted what it means to be an outstanding childminder in a deprived area, and that they specifically point out that strong relationships with parents is a core part of this. And I think that these comments on childminders have lessons for group settings as well, that they show the value of gaining parents' trust. and the importance of one-to-one relationships. It's not easy to engage with parents, and some settings struggle. This can be related to the cohort of parents. For example, lots of parents with English as an additional language. We know that parents will often have had bad experiences with schools or other services and may feel uncomfortable in the setting and dealing with professionals. We recommend that providers should try to set aside specific time to speak to their parents about their children's development, and not as part of a negative conversation about them being late, for example. And some of the key things that we think that providers are focused on, I've set out here on the slide. Treating each family uniquely and tailoring communications, identifying what the barriers to engagement are, using accessible language, again, rather than saying we conducted an observation, we looked at what they did, ensuring that negative messages don't dominate, working in partnership with other agencies such as Sure Start and Job Centre Plus, and engaging in the community as well, whether fun days or jumble sales. And I suppose a final point, I think, is quite an important one, which is worth dwelling on, a culture of openness and commitment from management. I think that the Ofsted evidence presented by Jean and myself today shows that this area of parental engagement is something that there should be a commitment from management for. And management should encourage a culture where engagement with parents is valued and there is openness. Staff should be encouraged to feel that they can spend time communicating effectively with parents and that this is valued as a key part of their role. It's not just seen as chatting. It's important that time for completing reports should also be built into scheduling. Okay, I'll just end with a case study. It was in spring last year. We worked with the London Early Years Foundation, which is the UK's largest childcare charity and social enterprise with 21 settings. Their chief executive is going to be speaking here this afternoon. And we conducted a survey of parents using focus groups and interviews to identify what they thought about their engagement with the setting. And we identified a number of areas of strength. Parents felt the staff were overwhelmingly warm, friendly, and welcoming, and there were some barriers as well, such as the staff feeling that they didn't have enough time. We found an appetite amongst parents for new ways of communication, and you may or may not be surprised to hear that creating an iPhone app was seen as something that would be useful. We explored what sorts of information parents would like to receive in different formats. With modern technology, it doesn't all need to be in a newsletter, and it doesn't need to cost much to set up. But the project did identify, as I say, high levels of satisfaction and practical areas for improvement. I'd be happy to talk to anybody about this work and to work with any of you on this kind of project if you wanted. Okay, that's it. Look forward to taking your questions.
Thank you, Anna.